In a letter he sent out to explain what he vetoed and what he kept in the state budget, Governor Scott wrote, "Our unemployment rate has now dropped to 7.2%, well below the national average. And we are already almost halfway to our 2010 goal of creating 700,000 new jobs in 7 years. Does the governor have his numbers right, Katie?"
Well, it depends on how you look at it. If you if you remember in 2010, this was his big mantra, 700,000 jobs in 7 years, 777. But when reporters in a debate, we were trying to clarify that. Do you mean jobs that the state's going to generate anyway, or do you mean extra jobs because you're the governor? And he said these 700,000 jobs are going to be on top of what the state would grow anyway, regardless of change in policies, right? But ever since he's been in office, he's totally backed off of that. And we've been keeping score on our Scottometer that's measuring his promise to create 700,000 jobs. So the bottom line is we gave this a mostly false. If you just look at the sheer 700,000 jobs number by itself, there's a grain of truth. But put in the broader context of what he ran on, we've been holding him to 1.7 million jobs, because that's normal growth plus 700,000 jobs.
So the problem here, Katie, isn't that the numbers don't add up in terms of the number of jobs the governor's quoting. It's that the governor, you say, has changed his original pledge.
Absolutely. He's moved the goalpost from the campaign.
Katie, there were some other numbers being tossed around on Capitol Hill in Washington by Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor of Tampa. On MSNBC's Hardball, Castor was bemoaning the effects of sequestration on Head Start, the early learning program for disadvantaged preschoolers. She said 3- and 4-year-olds, a lot of them will be losing their access to Head Start.
70,000 students across America, 2,000 in the state of Florida alone, because the Republicans refused to replace the sequester or sit down with us to negotiate a balanced plan.
Wow, 70,000 nationwide, 2,000 in Florida. Katie, is that true?
This is a classic half-true for us. Castor isn't just pulling these numbers out of anywhere. They came from the White House and from the agencies that oversee programs like Head Start. But when you dig into the numbers, you find that local school districts and counties and the people that are managing Head Start programs are dealing with these automatic budget cuts in different ways that so far haven't affected that many students. They may affect more students next year. But we found in counties like Hillsborough and South Florida counties, they haven't cut seats yet. So it's kind of an overshot on Castor's parts. That's why we came at half-true.
So the half-true comes because we really don't know exactly what that number will be, and Castor maybe should have said that more clearly.
Yeah, we found that some of the districts are reacting to the budget cut in different ways. Some of them are cutting employee retirement pay. Some of them are fortunately laying off employees. Other people are cutting field trips and just trying to cut back on other things that won't affect children first.
Katie Sanders of PolitiFact, hey, thanks for the political math update.
No problem.